And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh. Jazz Fest 2019 gets underway later today at Yankton Trail Park in Sioux Falls. This year's event, which runs through tomorrow night, is free to attend. Tower of Power's 50th anniversary headlines the main stage tonight, while Here Come the Mummies closes out Saturday as the headliner. You can find a complete schedule at SiouxFallsJazzFest.com. Our first guest performs on the second stage tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Kobe Provost is from Vermilion. He plays several instruments while performing solo, and he uses a looping station as part of his gear. We're happy to welcome Kobe Provost to the Leo P. Flynn Gallery in Sioux Falls for A Moment in Sound. Kobe, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Now, I've been listening to you sound check over the last few minutes. I'm really excited to hear what you have for us. So let's get right into it. We'll begin with a song. This one is called Overslept.
Yes. One, two, three, woo! I was never the one to deny the opportunity. But this time my pride, oh well, they got the best of me. And you don't have the time to be waiting around. You moved on from me, I'm on the ground on my knees saying, baby, I overslept now, coming in tenth now. Baby, I set myself up to lose you. I'm on the fence now, I'm not like the rest, no. Baby, I neglect to think that I could lose. Yeah, yeah. I was never the one to give up so easily. And I gave you the world, oh, but you say you're done with me. And you tell me to leave cause you found a new man. Oh, oh, oh. You say he loves you, but baby, I love you too. And I'm sorry cause I overslept now, coming in tenth now. Baby, I set myself up to lose you. I'm on the fence now, I'm not like the rest, no. Baby, I neglect to think that I could lose you, yeah, yeah. My baby don't sleep, no, my baby don't sleep on me. Cause I overslept now, coming in tenth now. Baby, I set myself up to lose you. I'm on the fence now, I'm not like the rest, no. Baby, I neglect to think that I could lose you, yeah, yeah. Cause I overslept now. Baby, don't sleep, no, my baby, don't sleep on me. I overslept now.
Kobe Provost, he performs on the second stage at Jazz Fest tomorrow here in Sioux Falls at Yankton Trail Park. Overslept, the name of that song. Very nice. I love your vocals.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, talk to us about this setup here. You're using a looping station, and
yes. We've
had some artists on Moment and Sound in the past that have done a looping. For somebody that might walk in and watch you, it might seem like the song is incomplete because they may not be hearing the total product over the, like they are over the air right now.
Yeah.
Tell us about the looping station. Just kind of describe your setup, if you would.
Okay, well, I'm missing one piece of, well, I usually have a keyboard with me on the side that I use for different like synths and bass sounds and stuff like that. But mainly, I have an auxiliary mic and a sample pad, my guitar, and the keyboard, which I'll go into this thing on my feet called a loop station, and I can basically live build and record different instrument parts on the four individual tracks that I can all control with my feet to essentially give a full band sound, even though I'm kind of a one-man show.
Yeah, that's exactly where I wanted to go next, talking about the benefits of looping. Is the best part being the one-man show? Is it enhancing the sound, or are there even some more factors than those?
Well, one of the biggest reasons that I got into live looping, it was because I was in a lot of like cover bands and stuff in high school, and I decided to start taking my music and music in general more seriously. So there kind of wasn't a lot of people in Vermilion that were on a level as much as I was of like how bad I wanted to chase music. So I just took it into my own hands. I got super into Ed Sheeran and you know, watching him live, and he uses a loop station too. That kind of got me inspired. And there's a lot of cool things you can do with a loop pedal, but there's a lot of setbacks too because there are obviously limitations. Because again, I'm only one guy, so I can only do so much. But I mean, looping is cool because like I can have like a lot of like my songwriting today is like I'll have like a guitar part or like something like that, and then I just record it into the loop station, and then it just plays over and over and over again, and then I just hear it in my head and you know, kind of just form the song from there. And
right.
A lot of the times I come up with loops on accident.
Yeah. I'm familiar with effects pedals and things like that. Now, the looping station, is that it looks so sophisticated. Is it tough to learn? Is it?
I would say this pedal in particular, yeah, is probably pretty hard to lose, hard to use, but I wouldn't recommend this exact pedal to anyone who isn't a seasoned looper. But I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of like single loops or like double track loops that you know, that I started out with that are rather intuitive, and they're not like super hard to use. You know, it's a lot of like, all right, hit the button, it's recording, play what you want, hit the button again, and then it just loops over and over again.
You mentioned Ed Sheeran. Are there some other influences that have influenced you to perform in the way that you're doing right now, your style, developing your style?
I would say that my live shows are definitely derived from Ed Sheeran, just because he's like one of the biggest, like, he's the biggest male pop star in the world, but I mean, like, he's like one of the only like people in the big music industry that is like using a loop pedal, like solely a loop pedal. And it's kind of just, he's kind of the only one that I get the live looping thing from.
How about another song? What do you have for us next?
I can, this next song is one that is actually out and released right now. It's
okay.
A bit of a slower tune, but this is
By the way, do you oversleep a lot?
Sometimes, yeah. Usually, that one's more a play on the that song in particular. Overslept is more about like, you know, like early bird gets the worm, so like that. It's kind of like, you know, I kind of just waited too long to be with a girl, and that's kind of the whole story of that one. But oversleeping in my bed is usually an everyday thing.
Great song, by the way. Go ahead and set the next one up for us.
Okay, I just have to tune up real quick.
Okay. Once again, Kobe Provost is from Vermilion, and Kobe is performing on the second stage at Jazz Fest tomorrow at 4:30 at Yankton Trail Park.
Okay. All right. This song is called Happy. I see you smiling in his arms. I'm wishing that I could be where you are. You're laughing, dancing in the rain. And I'm broken hearted in this bed of pain. Your eyes light up the room as he tells you that he loves you too. I'm left cursing his name. Oh, but I can't help that I feel this way. You're my lover, you're my life. I'd rather dance with you tonight. And now I'm left here just to say, I always thought that it'd be you and me. My heart breaks as he gets on his knee. I want you to be happy, but I wish that you could be happy with me. You tell me that we'll never be together. You say it will ruin things, but I will never let you go, because I love you more than you will ever know. 'Cause you're my lover, you're my life. I'd rather dance with you tonight. And now I'm left here just to say, I always thought that it'd be you and me. My heart breaks as he gets on his knee. I want you to be happy, but I wish that you could be happy with me. 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 You'll never know how hard it is to see you smiling with somebody else. But I hope you know how much you mean to me. I wish that you'd feel it as well. I always thought that it'd be you and me. My heart breaks as he gets on his knee. I want you to be happy, but I wish that you could be happy with me. You could be happy with me. Could be happy with me.
Thank you.
Very nice. Kobe Provost in our Leo P. Flynn Gallery here in Sioux Falls for Moment in Sound. And if you're listening on the radio, you might think, well, there's probably another two or three people accompanying him, but it's a one-man show. Sounds really nice. Kobe, thank you again for coming in. You were talking earlier about growing up in Vermilion and some of the people your age, maybe not really associated with the arts like you are, maybe didn't have that drive musically. Talk about your time growing up, maybe through junior high and high school, finding the arts and kind of trying to develop. Were you involved in theater or creative writing, music obviously, but right. What were some of the things you did to kind of help feed the beast?
Well, I think my true introductory into music was I was in band. I started in sixth grade and was in that all the way throughout my high school career. Mm-hmm. And I picked up a guitar when I was in seventh grade and formed my first band. And then throughout high school, I was in a lot of different cover bands and stuff like that. And I played a lot at our school talent shows and stuff like that. Got mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, some of my beginning support there. And there was one band I was in where, you know, we got a little more serious about, like, you know, writing our own music and stuff like that, but eventually that kind of just fell through. And so once I kind of graduated, I kind of took the task upon myself to just be like, I'm just gonna do this myself and just gonna start writing music for me.
Is your music dating back to seventh grade and forming bands, has your music kind of stayed in the same format? Have you you said you did cover songs. Have you rocked out, or have you done some different genres?
Yeah. Throughout all the different bands, and even me starting out as a solo artist, I was in a kind of like a alt rock, emo pop punk band. That's what kind of where I started out as, and I still listen to a lot of bands like All Time Low and The Main and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But then eventually, the band that I started first writing songs with, we played a lot of like classic rock and a lot of hard rock and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And so we wrote songs around that. And then once I started taking music into my own hands, I went back to that kind of pop punk, alt rock kind of feel. But then eventually I started to kind of just mess around with stuff. And now I'm a lot more of a pop oriented artist with a lot of like those still influences.
Right. Let's talk about Jazz Fest again. You play 4:30 p.m. I believe tomorrow on the second stage.
Yes.
At Yankton Trail Park. There's an application process, I believe. You have to kind of apply or send a package in to be considered for the second stage. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I've actually never gone to Jazz Fest before. I'm thinking of going there today just to kind of, you know, check everything out and see what I'm working with at second stage. But I know this year they had there was a post about it saying that they were looking for performers for second stage, and this was like way back in like maybe summer of last year. And then I decided, you know what, I don't really have a whole lot out there right now, but I'll give it a shot. I'll just send in, you know, my application and like my small portfolio I had at the time. Mm-hmm. And then earlier this year I got the word that I had been chosen to perform on one of the slots. And so I've kind of just been honing my craft and really getting originals written and stuff like that, making sure that things are ready for tomorrow.
That's very exciting. Did you have to include like a video then of your performance?
Yeah, they asked for basically anything that you could provide them with, you know, pictures of places you performed, videos of places you performed, any originals or demos that you had. So I sent them all of my EP demos that I had at the time, pictures of from when I performed out in LA, videos of when I performed in Chicago, and I guess that was enough to sway their opinion.
So you've actually been outside the region then performing. I was going to ask you if Jazz Fest was your biggest show to date, but have you had some bigger performances?
I would say Jazz Fest is probably just because it's like a festival, and like I know a lot of people go to Jazz Fest, but mm-hmm. like I would say Jazz Fest will probably still be my biggest show. But I'd say my most memorable one yet is there's another band back from where I'm from in Vermilion that were kind of pretty big at the time. They're called Paradise Fears.
Yeah.
One of the guys from that band is currently producing my EP for me, and so through that connection, I kind of was able to in January of last year. They let me open for them at Shuba's Tavern out in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
It's a sold-out show. There's like over 250 people there.
There are shows there like every night. They draw some pretty big acts. Yeah.
it was really, really cool experience, and I'm glad I was given that opportunity.
Nice. Let's talk more about your EP in a little bit, but let's hear another song first.
Okay, cool. So this next one is the only other song that I have out right now. It's my the first song I ever released. I released it in May of last year, and it's called Translucent. It goes like this. After I get all my things set up.
Once again, Kobe Provost, our guest for A Moment in Sound, here in our gallery space in Sioux Falls.
There's a girl that I know, and let me tell you about it. She's got a broken up soul, and she's a terrible liar. A flaming eye just waiting to start a fire. I'm tired of keeping girls who distract me from chasing what I desire. You've been playing the game and trying to tear out my name. You put my heart to the blame to a love that you faith and claim. That I cheated when you know that ain't true. The only thing I cheated was myself and my heart, but not you. The truth comes out now, your lies are growing cold. The words you spoke leave a mark everywhere I go. And your lies spread like a cancer through the air. And you say you want me, but I just don't care. Nah, nah, nah. No, I don't want you in my bed tonight. Cause you'll be gone before the morning light. But in the end, I guess my heart's my only friend, but I can't lose it. No, I can't love a girl that's so translucent. I'm sorry you're not the one that I need. My mama always told me, son, please listen to me. Only love someone who worries about your interests and dreams. Someone to make you a better person, to give your heart and the key. But you're just looking for a heart to play. I need my hands up in the air to keep these feelings at bay. Away from all the temptations that keep me aching to say I care and I love you, but I know you spread the rumors anyway. The truth comes out now, your lies are growing cold. The words you spoke leave a mark everywhere I go. And your lies spread like a cancer through the air. You say you love me, but I just don't care. Nah, nah, nah. No, I don't want you in my bed tonight. Cause you'll be gone before the morning light. So please, baby, but let's not try to fight. And I see through the light that's in your eyes. But in the end, I guess my heart's my only friend. But I can lose it. No, I can love a girl that's so translucent. You ain't love, you don't love. You ain't love, you don't love me. You ain't love, you don't love. You ain't love, you don't love me. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, I don't want you in my bed tonight. Cause you'll be gone before the morning light. So please, baby, but let's not try to fight, yeah. And I see through the light that's in your eyes. But in the end, I guess my heart's my only friend. But I can lose it. No, I can love a girl that's so translucent, hey. I can love a girl that's so translucent. No, I can love a girl that's so translucent. No, I can love a girl that's so translucent. And yeah, 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 yeah. But in the end, I guess my heart's my only friend. But I can lose it, I can lose it. No, I can love a girl that's so translucent.
Nice. Kobe Provost and Translucent, the name of that song. And that, you said, is on your upcoming EP?
Yep. That song and all these songs that I played for you today will be on my upcoming EP. Only Happy and Translucent are the ones that are out on all platforms right now.
When can we expect the entire EP?
I don't have that information yet. I'm still waiting on it. Okay. It's in the final processes. The last songs are currently just being mixed. But once that, I get those and I can send them out for mastering. So I'm shooting for hopefully by the end of the summer.
Okay.
That's what I'm aiming for.
And do you have any other events coming up this summer after Jazz Fest?
As of right now, the only one that I can think of is I will be playing back in my hometown of Vermilion. I will be playing August 8th at the Clay County Fair on the 4-H Fairgrounds. And so if anyone's interested, I'll be playing there for a couple hours.
Absolutely. Kobe, this has been a lot of fun. This has been a really interesting moment in sound, too, with the looping and the one-man show. So thank you so much for your time. Have a great time out at Jazz Fest.
I will. Thank you guys so much for having me. This has been awesome.
You bet. Kobe plays again the second stage of Jazz Fest. That's 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. For the complete Jazz Fest schedule, you'll want all the other information, too, parking and all the good stuff. You can go to SiouxFallsJazzFest.com.